ECB economists warn of Bitcoin's societal risks, even in a positive scenario. Key points: the paper argues that even if Bitcoin's price continues to rise, it will lead to wealth redistribution from latecomers and non-holders to early adopters, potentially harming social cohesion. The authors challenge the notion that Bitcoin is a benign investment, stating that its value increase does not contribute to economic productivity and instead impoverishes parts of society. Bitcoin is a zero-sum game. In a provocative new paper, European Central Bank, ECB, economists Ulrich Beinzel and Jürgen Schaff present a critical analysis of Bitcoin's economic impact, even in a scenario where its price continues to rise. The authors argue that Bitcoin's increasing value does not create new wealth for society as a whole, but rather redistributes it from latecomers and non-holders to early adopters. The paper, titled "The Distributional Consequences of Bitcoin," challenges the popular narrative among Bitcoin supporters that the cryptocurrency is a beneficial investment for all. Instead, the economists posit that Bitcoin's rising value is essentially a zero-sum game, where the gains of early adopters come at the direct expense of those who buy in later or don't participate at all. Political implications and voter influence. Beinzel and Schaff also delve into the political ramifications of Bitcoin's growing influence. They note the increasing efforts of the cryptocurrency industry to sway political outcomes, citing examples from the ongoing U.S. presidential campaign. The authors warn that this could lead to policies favoring Bitcoin holders at the expense of the broader population. The paper highlights how some political candidates have made bold promises regarding Bitcoin, such as pledging to make significant government purchases of the cryptocurrency or proposing favorable tax treatment. The economists argue that such policies could exacerbate the wealth redistribution effects they describe, potentially leading to greater societal division. Macroeconomic concerns. The authors also address the macroeconomic implications of Bitcoin's rise. They argue that unlike technological innovations that increase overall economic productivity, Bitcoin's value increase does not contribute to the economy's productive potential. Instead, they suggest that the wealth effects experienced by Bitcoin holders must come at the expense of other economic activities, such as consumption by non-holders or investment in other sectors. Beinzel and Schaff present a simplified economic model to illustrate their point, showing how early Bitcoin adopters could gradually accumulate a larger share of real assets and consumption at the expense of latecomers. This, they argue, could lead to increasing inequality and social tensions over time. Call for critical examination. The paper concludes with a call for a more critical examination of Bitcoin's role in society. The authors urge policymakers and the public to consider the potential negative consequences of Bitcoin's continued rise, even if it doesn't experience a dramatic crash as some critics predict. While the paper is likely to be controversial among Bitcoin supporters, it presents a thought-provoking perspective on the long-term societal impacts of cryptocurrency adoption. As the debate over Bitcoin's place in the financial system continues, this analysis from ECB economists adds a new dimension to consider: the potential for Bitcoin to reshape wealth distribution in ways that may not benefit society as a whole. The publication of this paper underscores the ongoing scrutiny of cryptocurrencies by central banks and financial regulators. As Bitcoin and other digital assets continue to gain mainstream attention, the discussion around their economic and societal impacts is likely to intensify.